Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week comes from the BSU football team, actually being honored for his performance in the Thursday night win over Minot State. Brody Sheff, a senior strong safety out of Waconia, Minnesota. Congratulations, Brody.
Thank you very much.
First games are always a little nerve-wracking as to how you're going to play, how the team's going to play. Defensively, you guys couldn't play much better than you guys did that night, can you?
No, not really. Going into the game, you just never know what to expect, and we came out there and had some good play calls and just made some plays.
Don't take offense to this, because I don't. I do actually mean this in a good way. A couple of years ago, when defense was hit by a few injuries, you got placed into the game maybe a little earlier than the coaches wanted to get you into a game, but you played well. They kept playing you, and now look at how you're playing. Can you even believe how the last 2-3 years have gone for you?
Oh, absolutely not. I couldn't really ask for anything more. Just been putting in a lot of work, and you know, it pays off if you get your opportunity.
You look a lot more like a football player now than you did a few years ago. How much time have you been spending in the weight room now that you're playing on a weekly basis?
A lot. I mean, I think I've put on at least 40 pounds since I've came to college here. So a lot of that is still a lot of eating, but also some work in the weight room too. So I get in there as much as I can, as much as anybody else. So
5 tackles against Minot, 2 picks. How sore were you on Friday?
A little sore, but I took it easy and did some golfing with my dad the next morning to work out the kinks, so it wasn't too bad. Couldn't argue too much.
Put yourself in the offenses, in your offense's shoes right now. Offense is starting to sputter. As a defensive player, you obviously know what offenses are trying to do. Looking at your offense, how good can they be?
They've proven, at least in practice, to be really good and very explosive. We've got some good athletes on offense, and they know how they performed against Augustana last year, and they'll be ready this week.
Who's the most difficult guy to tackle on your offense?
There's several. I mean, Dustin Croplin, he always runs hard, and Lance Rongstad, a quarterback, he's pretty shifty, and so is Cam Abram out at the wide receiver spot. So there's plenty of guys I got to go up against that. They make me better too, though.
You mentioned the Augustana game from a year ago. It was a 10-0 game that both teams were in. You guys really just shut them down on the ground and forced them to get one-dimensional. As a defensive player, when you know the offense is going to pass, how big of a smile do you guys get in the huddle?
It's great. I mean, that is what happened last year, and that's the game plan this year. You stop the run and make them put it in the air, and hopefully we do the same thing against Minot and get some picks. That'd be nice.
What's a road trip like with you guys?
It's pretty good. I enjoy road trips actually almost more than home games, because you get on the road, you get with the guys, you know, you leave Friday, and you have, you know, a long bus ride, which is okay. And then you get in, you have dinner, and you watch film in the hotel room, and you're just with the guys, and there's no distractions, and you wake up and you have some breakfast, and maybe you watch some more film and just get ready for the game.
A few times that I've traveled with you guys and not just driven myself, I was a little surprised. I mean, like you said, you get to wherever you're going to be, and you have a walkthrough, and you have dinner, and you guys are in position meetings until 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night. There's no pleasure on the trip, is it? It's all a business trip, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the way I like it too. You know, you just get down to business, and they don't really hold you that late, but we definitely have things up to about bed check, so that's the way I like it.
How close are you to the rest of your teammates?
Pretty close, especially being a fifth-year senior, and we're having a lot of seniors this year. The group of guys I came in with, we've been getting pretty tight lately, so that's good.
High school football just started last week. You even remember back to high school football and remember how much fun that was under the lights?
It was quite a bit of fun, so it's nice to have a couple night games this year, but worlds away from high school football, and I do remember it a little bit. I just wish I knew now what I knew back then, because that would have helped a lot or been bigger. So,
well, don't we all wish that we would have known then what we know now? It is a night and day difference from high school to college. At what point did you get comfortable playing college football, and that it wasn't just flying by you so fast, and that you were always worried about what you were supposed to be doing?
Once I learned the defense and what the offense was going to do, I mean, you can do a lot physically once you got the mental part down. You know, the game is just so fast at first, and once everything slows down, you know, you're just able to make plays.
Congratulations. Good luck this week.
Thank you very much.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.